College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen. Praise God. Remember, what you carry determines how the earth, it affects how the earth responds. What you carry, where you walk, is a determinant as to how the earth responds. You know, for someone that just does church, that might sound very foreign, but when we come to the realization that we are the church, amen, we are, you are the church. And God is not looking for someone just to sing songs, but to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So it's not the building that's essential, it's the person. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to be here again. And we started with a message this past Sunday on the new normal. And I want to build on that a bit, about what I believe is the new normal. Now, just off the cuff, and I think we're being taught enough to where we don't get concerned or overly concerned with some things, but how many remember me saying some time ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, I don't know what it was, that because we're on quote unquote quarantine and safer at home, deep state is doing some stuff, and they would like to prolong it for a long time. Well, if you hadn't noticed, drive down Orange Avenue near the post office, and you will see one of the tallest towers that you would ever want to see that came up overnight, and it's the 5G tower. So understand that that's what they're doing. And at some point in time, as God releases me to share what I know and understand about this whole deep state Kabul and all, you know, the globalists and that and the agenda. And I do have some understanding about what's going on behind the scenes. See, we have to look deep to see the deep state. See, a lot of people are, and I'm not political, I'm not Democratic or Republican, I'm not in all that party stuff. But a whole lot of people is throwing a whole lot of blame on the president and his cabinet, but it's the result of a deeper state. It's folks that's lodged in there that weren't even elected, that running stuff. And so we need to awaken. And I believe all of this that's come on the planet, God's giving the whole world a time to wake up, to awaken, to come to some realization and some understanding, wait, something ain't right. Amen. Amen. And it goes deeper than governments. And it's been going on for a long time. This ain't happened yesterday. But what I believe, excuse me, what I believe, and I've heard others say it too, but this is my personal belief, that the enemy, you know, when let me just say it this way. In a race, you know, you get down in the blocks, you know, and then the referee says, get on your mark. You get on your mark. He says, get ready or get set. Then you get in your set position. I believe the enemy went before the gun went off. You understand what I mean? He played his hand too fast, and God allowed it to be so. But see, he's like a wolf. And this is how you can discern him a lot of times. A wolf or wolves will kill more than they'll eat. They always overdo it. They'll tear up a whole bunch of stuff and won't eat it. They'll eat and then they'll leave a whole mangled mess. Wolves. And so you see, the enemy just kind of, he disqualified. Now we see what he's trying to do. And if you look close enough, God will begin to show you a lot of things that are not on the surface. You know, people get hung up in parties. And you don't know what a certain party is doing, or what they set up, or what they say behind your back in other nations. So let's rise up and begin to embrace God's new normal, because the world is trying to determine a new normal for us. The news media outlets are trying to determine another narrative for us. Tell us what we can't do, how limited we are. Listen, this whole thing about liberty and freedom and all of that, this is at stake. Amen. People talk about, you know, globalization, global warming, you know, and a utopian state. Yeah, you see the pyramid on the back of that dollar bill? That broken part at the top, that little part of the pyramid, is the 1%, the elite. Then in the main part of the pyramid is AI, artificial intelligence, and the people that serve them. And then at the bottom are the slaves. Don't let nobody fool you. That's the globalist. That's why it's a depopulation agenda. Get rid of as many folk as you can through health care, vaccinations, jail, genocide. It's all for real. And people putting the blame at the wrong place. Let me tell you something. I'm not political. I'm not. But listen, if you look close enough, you better be glad that God, I'm going to say to some of y'all, got that knucklehead in office. I don't call him that. I think he's presidential myself. But you better be glad, because he's the only thing standing in the way. Amen. He's the only thing standing in the way. Had there been the other one, we'd have been down to twos by now. But somebody say, but God. See, God always got a plan. And it was a miracle how he got in office anyway. The least likely. See, you got to understand how God works. God will use the least likely, the least qualified, what nobody expects. Listen, if God could use a donkey to talk to somebody, that donkey said, hey, man, you know there's an angel about to take your head off. What you beat me for? He saved Balaam's life. So my prayer has been, Lord, open our spiritual eyes so that we're not, it's not a black-white thing. You got to rise up above that stuff. If you caught up in that and black power, you know, yeah, I there's a genocide against the man of color. I know that too. Yes, it is. There's strategic genocide in the food that you'll find in the hood, in the health care you'll find in the hood, in the vaccinations you'll find in the hood, in cancer therapy. You have to know Big Pharma. They got it's genocidal. And they're targeting certain people groups. I know all of that. Yes, it is. But you got to find where to place the right blame. And realize this thing go way deeper. And let me say this. Don't you let nobody vaccinate you and put no little chip in you. So you can go to your candy machine and put your hand up there and, you know, get your candy out without putting no money in it. The world looking at it like, oh, this is wonderful. They blind as a bat. If that ain't it, it's leading up to it. But thank God he's given us a window. I said, thank God he's given us a window. He's waking up the sleeping giant and giving us opportunity now to wake up. Stop playing, pretending. Stop acting like what's going on ain't going on. It's a real threat. But God is real too. And you got to choose today who you're going to serve. You got to choose today whose report you're going to believe. There's a new normal that's not our normal. It's a, I'm going to call it a supernatural. You're going to find out eventually as time moves on how things are going to become more and more supernatural. Amen. They're going to become more and more supernatural, more and more off the chain. God has sent angels. The host of heaven is poised and ready. Amen. Not only to protect, but to advance God's people and God's purpose in the earth. God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He's not going to send you to some deserted island somewhere. In the presence of the enemy, breathing down your neck, breathing out threatenings, God's going to prepare a table for you and say, come and dine. Amen. Watch what I tell you. The kingdoms are going to clash, but there ain't no kingdom can stand against God's kingdom. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar built the image, had the dream, and Daniel was the only one that could interpret it. The head of gold, the chest of silver, the legs of bronze, feet of iron and clay. But he said there was another kingdom that was hewn out of stone without hands. And it struck the feet of the image of all these empires and destroyed it. And after it destroyed it, that stone kept growing until the whole earth was full of that stone. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's what we pray all the time. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What God needs people that are going to stand up though. That's why you've been through, so God could develop some resolve in you. Amen. If you can make it through this unscathed. Amen. How much, how higher a level of praise ought you to have? Amen. If you made it through and God blessed you and you saw how he kept you in the midst of it, how much joy, more joy should you have? I tell you, see, the Holy Ghost will show you of things to come. He will bear witness in your spirit before you hear it on the news. Listen, let me just say, you know, find some other news media outlets other than the major media outlets. New York Times, MSNBC, Fox's, but then CNN. You know, Ted Turner owns CNN, right? He's one of the elite. He has an agenda, too. He's right along with the rest of them. Population, depopulation. He said some time ago that he viewed the world as having 700 million, period. They talk about, you know, resources being depleted and all that. The devil is a liar. Amen. Resources ain't never going to be depleted. Amen. Ever. As a matter of fact, and I got this statistic from someone, if you took everybody in the world today, you know, they talk about population, overpopulation. You took everybody on the planet today, 6.8 billion, you could put everybody in the state of Alaska. In the state of Alaska with a 2,000 square foot house with a nice big yard and still have land left over. But they talk about overpopulation. No, it's the agenda of the devil. See, the devil don't want to control the world. He wants to destroy it. He don't want to control your life. He wants to destroy your life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.